the book Hebrews, part 323. One professor on his resumes of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the book Israel's Rapture, which is relevant for the time we are living in, which was a couple of years ago, was my doctoral degree. You can obtain it from me. It's in a book form with information you've never seen before. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number for South Africa, +27. The number is 0722-367-124. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see right on the top here. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are so very, very welcome. Hallelujah. I urge you to go to part one. Start from the beginning because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel to be able to receive the notification of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family, friends, those that is dear to you. Make sure you have at least have a CT11 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Honest. Hallelujah. What a privilege. Every morning, just eating from the table of grace. Hallelujah. Being anointed by the Ruach HaKodesh, experiencing this revelation word. You can't buy this with money. Nothing can pay for what we receive here. Hebrews 12 verse 15. It says, Apostle Paul said, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of Yahweh. Now that grace must be a capital G. There's only one grace, and his name is Yahushua. Hallelujah. That's a grace. Father Yahweh created grace by giving his son Yahushua unto a lost world. Well, actually first unto the nation of Israel. For 2 years Yahushua's ministry was for 3 years when he was on earth, from the time that John the Immerser immersed Yahushua unto the crucifixion. 3 years, and when he ascended into heaven, 2 years he ministered directly just to Israel, his people, the Hebrew people, the Judeans, the nation of Judah, the Lion tribe. What a privilege to understand it. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about Satan going around as a lion, roaring as a lion. Satan roaring, Satan with a small S, roaring as a lion. He's not a lion, he's roaring as a lion. But what the scripture doesn't say from that, which you must read between the lines, is that Yahushua comes from the tribe of the lions, which is the tribe of Judah, whose emblem is a lion. And he's not just roaring as a lion. He has all the credentials of a lion. He died and went into Hades. And he broke the chains. And he resurrected. Coming from the dead. Hades, not hell. Coming from Hades. Having no burning marks, because if he was in hell, he would have been had scars on him. Burning marks, scars. He didn't smell like smoke. He smelled like deliverance, hallelujah, everlasting life. So what happened? He's the lion of the tribe of Judah. He doesn't just make a noise like a lion. When the king of the jungle, the lion, we in Africa know what we're talking about. When that lion king walks, with his hair and his face looking straight at that tribe of lions. He was walking, then they just make a path. And he can go and sit where he wants, or he can lay where he wants. Or when they're busy feasting on a carcass, although he didn't participate in catching the zebra, I'm using a zebra, when he walks near it, they will just make a way. Why? Because he's the king of the jungle. And the same happened. Death and Hades just made a way when he walked into Hades. The king of kings, the lion king. The lion king from the tribe of Judah. That was his father's bloodline and his mother's black bloodline. But the word says that he came through the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. But through the Judean tribe line, the bloodline of Miriam, not Mary, Miriam, his mother, and also his earthly father, Joseph. They both came from the tribe of Judah. He doesn't need to put up a performance. He doesn't need to make a show. He just needs to walk straight into it. And his posture and everything will just take control of the moment. And the same with the Yavist. When we are walking into an audience, when we are walking into where people is having a meeting or study, or if you are full-blooded, your fist anointed, we are from the tribe of Judah, hallelujah, we are from the bloodline of Yahushua, we co-heirs. The Bible says those have been no nation, no, we have been Gentiles, but we are born again through water and the Ruach HaKodesh. We are led by the Ruach HaKodesh. We are saturated by the Ruach HaKodesh. And when we take control, when we walk, we don't make a noise like a lion, like Satan does. No, we walk in the power and the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. And the Bible says, Satan and his demonic spirits, they just flee. They just try to get away as quickly as possible. They don't want to be in the presence where the bride and the Yahfist is presented. They don't want to hear what we are saying. And that's why they will always infiltrate people's minds with theology and internet dogma to prevent them from opening their ears, their spiritual ears and eyes to the revelation word. That which you and I have obtained through the grace of Yahushua, our Redeemer and our Savior. Look diligently, lest any man fail in the grace of Yahweh Almighty. Hallelujah. Lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you. There shouldn't be any root of bitterness where the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh is. We walk in the power of the Ruach HaKodesh through the blood, the resurrected blood of Yahushua, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Master. He's not our Messiah. You will hear, I never use the word Messiah. Why not? Because the word Messiah means Savior still to come. Messiah, Savior, the Orthodox Jews, they are looking for a Messiah. But we as Yahfist and part of the bride of Yahushua, we are not looking for a Savior that must still be born. He was born 2,000 years ago. He manifested, Father Almighty manifested through him 2,000 years ago, and even up till today in 2026, hallelujah, in the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, the resurrection power of Yahushua. Oh, what a power. Where we are co-heirs of. The word says, through new birth we became co-heirs, and the ladies as well. And I always like to encourage the ladies and say, come on, take your stand, preach the word, teach the word. No, but the church says ladies must be quiet. No, that was in the Old Testament, where the woman was subjected to a man, to the high priest. And today, Galatians 3:26-29 says, those that were immersed in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of the sin, they have clothed themselves with Yahushua. There's no Greek, nor Gentile, free man, nor slave, man, nor woman. Hallelujah! There's no difference between a man and a woman. But we are all co-heirs, and according to the promise of Abram, we have become co-heirs of his promises, man and woman. So come on, ladies, stand in the position where Yahweh has placed you. We have a great Bible school where people is trained for the ministry. It takes 4 years in the eschatology, the only Bible school of eschatology in the world. There's no eschatology Bible school for the last 14 years we are busy, and we have pastors, lady pastors, who are just as strong or maybe sometimes stronger than some of the men pastors in this revelation word. They will fold you just like that, and they will wrap you, and they will send you as a gift to somebody just like that. Why? Because they know the scripture. They are taught in the scripture, in the revelation scriptures. They live the word, they are the word, and Satan fears them. So men nor women, we are one in Yahushua. He doesn't see sexuality, man nor woman. Yeah, and I have a lot of questions from people saying, can a woman preach? But the Bible says you must be quiet. No, in the Old Testament it was to be like that. But Yahushua, the first messenger of the resurrection of Yahushua, was Magni Magdalene, who Yahushua says, go tell the disciples, I've arose from the dead. The first messenger was a woman, not a man. Come on, ladies, go and stand in your place. Experience the calling that Yahweh has on your life. And don't let no man ever suppress you when it comes to the revelation word of Yahweh and Yahushua. We have about 5-6 pastors, lady pastors, who is ministering this gospel throughout the world on internet, especially on Facebook. Hallelujah. The Bible says, looking diligently, lest any man or woman fail of the grace of Yahweh Almighty. Lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby may be defiled. We do not want anything to defile us. No bitterness. And that's why my New Year's message for this year was 2026. We are not looking back to the things that happened in the past. No. We're striving forwards to grab that which is ours, which is before us. Every promise in the word, we grab it. We stretch to make it our own. We don't live in times gone by. We don't live in things that happened before, in bad times that we had, things that happened in your lives. Satan wants to remind you about the bad things that happened. But if you came to repentance and been immersed, those sins and those things that happened here, which is that in that direction, is being buried. First of all, they were forgiven by the blood of Yahushua. They are buried in the grave, a water grave. Go read Romans 6 verse 1-12. We grew equal unto Yahushua through his death and his resurrection. Hallelujah. We are made new. We have been made whole. All we need to do, we must not allow the things of the past to defile us. We stretch. We stretch under the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh for the things that's in front of us. Although we cannot even touch it. Commitment, completion. Commitment, completion. Having our eyes set on the goal. Stretching forwards every day in faith. And this is what the word says. We must not let Satan derail us from the grace of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Grace, his name is Yahushua. Let's function in grace every day. Let's be grace unto a lost world, showing them the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh through grace. Let us not linger on the things that's in the past, but let's stretch to that which Yahweh has determined for us, which is in front of us. Let's be the best Yahweh today that we can be. Till tomorrow morning, if his Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.